Also, great story today in the papers. Not a great, an unfortunate story, rather, for Keelan Shanley. And it's a story top RTE presenter has revealed how she accidentally gave away her wedding ring to somebody on the street on New Year's Eve. Award-winning journalist Keelan Shanley, presenter of the station's News and Current Affair programme, Morning Edition, believes she may have thrown the ring along with a handful of change into the cup of a homeless person. During the day, forgetfulness, right? Completely forgot about it. Put her ring in her pocket, walking along, coming out, and somebody just shaking a cup on her hand. She thought, you know, look, I'll help you out. A few bob from the pocket, threw it in, and realises now that she probably threw in her wedding ring as well. It's just that moment of just being completely duh and forgetful. What is it that you've forgotten? Have you done something really stupid like that? And you just suddenly go, I've always told the story for years when Holly was young and we got an invite for a party, birthday party. So it was my turn to drive her to the birthday party. Drove her to the birthday party. She had a little present. Went up to there. It was one of these little areas where you do painting, you're painting cups or whatever. So knocked at the door, pushed her in and said, here for the party, there you go. And there was a big party going on. And the woman said, oh, that's great. Come on in, put your present over there. And the party's begun. And I was outside getting back into the car when somebody walked by and said, oh, I don't know you. Who are you? And I was going, well, I'm Holly's dad. She's got into the party for Katie or whatever. Katie? Oh, no, no, this isn't a party for Katie. This is for Josephine. And what? Josephine? No, no, it definitely says on the, look, the invite here, it's Katie. Oh, next week, I did it again. God, how many times have I done that? Poor girl was only about 5 or 6 years of age. I had to go into the party. Immediately when I opened up the door, realised that Holly had also realised that she knew absolutely nobody at the party. She was sitting in a chair completely on her own, just holding on to the present. And I was luckily able to get her out pretty fast, drive her home. Little embarrassment, just slightly embarrassment. But it's just that moment when you completely lose complete control of your senses. And it's just, oh, that I didn't look at that properly. I was stupid. For Keelan, not only did I give you money, but I also gave you my wedding ring. Has she gone back to look for it? There's probably a homeless guy out just with, hey, look at this little sparkler, baby. This looks good. Maybe you left your grandmother at the freezer. Maybe you left the kid. There's many times you can see people leaving the kids, you know, somewhere and going back for the kids. The worst is when you see somebody who puts the kids in the little seat and they put them on the roof of the car to put the groceries in and to get the keys ready. And you're just thinking, don't drive off with the kid on the roof. That's not good. One moment in your life, that most forgetful moment in your life. Can you remember? We want you to remember that most forgetful moment, if you know what I mean. Give us a shout, 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552, or email us, column@rte.ie. I suppose it's also the moment, as Homer would say, it's that, stupid things that you've forgotten. That stupid moment in your life, that, oh my God, column, I left the baby in the car and walked into work, forgot to drop her to the creche as she was asleep. Thank God I remembered going into the door to work. Oh, Peter. I'm sure that, again, new baby. There are so many things we forget when we, especially with the first baby. Absolutely. Life-changing, game-changing, and things just, yeah, things happen. You forget so much. Colin, my mother left me. Oh, do you remember when you were a kid being left by your ma? You don't hear it as much anymore in supermarkets, do you? Could Mrs. McNamara, who her child of six, Toby, is in the security hatch at the moment, and Toby is looking for his ma. Are you even here? We have a five-year-old at the moment wearing a red dress and a hat that's really fairly ugly. And if the mother would like to collect the child, you don't hear that anymore. Is that because everyone's connected now by phones? Oh, is it because it's just a threat? All right, okay. It's before the Jimmy Savile days, they used to do that. All right, that's it. Or is it every kid now has a mobile phone? So you just text, ma, where are you? Boop, boop, I'm over by the vegetables. Here's one. Colin, my mother left me at the grocer's when I was newborn. She said she walked off without me because there were 6 years between me and my brother and she wasn't used to having the pram. That's what she told me, anyway. I ran all the way back to get me. A good 20 minutes away. Luckily, the grocers knew me as they were cooing over me earlier on. Oh, yeah. Hey, Brendan.
Colin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Who did you forget? What did you lose?
This is a bit embarrassing now.
That's okay. That's fine. I've plenty of embarrassing stories to back you up with.
I was involved in a bake sale.
Yeah.
And I brought my daughter along, my 8-year-old daughter, Alana. And after the bake sale had finished, I decided, okay, let's head off home. And went home. I was about halfway home. I lived maybe 2 miles outside the town, so I was driving home. And a friend of mine rang me and she said, "Did you forget anything?" And I said, "No, forgot nothing." Yeah. And she said, "Well, I have your daughter here beside me." So he said, "Oh, it's okay, don't worry about her, I'll drop her home." So I met her anyway, and she dropped her home, and so that was the Sunday.
And did your daughter take you to task on that, going, Dad, oh my God, what have you done?
Oh, she did, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she said, "Oh my God, I can't believe you've done that, you left without me." But if you'd know my daughter, Elena, now she'd be well able to go, and she'd go with anyone, do you know?
Okay.
So I got a bit of a telling off anyway. That was Sunday. And then the next evening, Monday evening, my son was playing in the town league.
Yeah.
And so the town league is on around 6 o'clock. We went into the match. About halfway through the game, he was feeling ill. He was getting stomach cramps. Yeah. So I said to him, "So look, come off and I'll bring you home."
Yeah.
So took him off the pitch, got in the car, drove home. Got home, in the door, fine. Next thing, my wife says to me, "Where's Elena?" I said, oh my God, I'm after forgetting Elena again. And she said, "No, you didn't." She didn't. She thought I was joking. She started shouting out Elena's name. Elena, where are you?" I said, "No, I'm serious. I'm after forgetting her." So back into the car, back into the pitch. Went into the pitch. Elena was oblivious to all this. She was still sitting there watching the match.
And didn't tell her, did you, that you lost her again?
No, I didn't know, but my wife did. Oh. So I wasn't dead either month, definitely not.
To lose your daughter once, right? Okay, to forget her once is bad. To forget her twice, that's just...
Yeah, exactly. Get her choices, something else, yeah.
And are you that sort of person? Are you forgetful? Are you just all over the place? Or is it just with poor Elena?
No, I think it's just with poor Elena. I think Elena finds friends very easily. So wherever we go, she could wander off a little bit around the pitch or something with friends. And next thing, she's out of your mind. And you just, that's what happened on that occasion anyway.
That's your excuse anyway.
Yeah, that's my excuse. I've got to stick to it. But needless to say, I've got reminded of that on numerous occasions since.
Yeah. So how's the counselling going with Elana? She's okay now.
Yeah, Elana is okay, yeah. All right. Needed a small bit of ice cream just to soothe out the problem, but it worked.
I'd say. Losing your daughter twice in 48 hours, that's good. That's nearly a movie.
Thanks a million, Colin.
Brendan, good talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Take care of yourself. Where is she now?
She's at school, actually, at the minute.
You sure?
I hope so.
This is 2FM.